刚才我们唱的最后一首诗歌。
The last hymn we just sang.
434首第四节。
Verse 4 of 434.
他说：“何等喜乐，我能信你，至宝耶稣我救主。”
I'm so glad I learned to trust thee, precious Jesus, Savior, friend.
在英文里面是说：“何等喜乐，我学会了信靠你。”
In English, it says, "I'm so glad that I learned to trust you."
啊，我们蒙恩得救的年日。
The days of our salvation.
主就是带我们一同来学习信靠他。
Lord is taking us together to learn to trust on Him.
当我们学会的时候，那是一件何等喜乐的事情。
So once we've learned well, how joyful that is.
相信啊，不仅是我们决志愿意接受耶稣的那一个事件。
To believe the Lord does not just mean the incident that when we accept the Lord and commit ourselves unto Him.
啊，相信呢，乃是一个生活。
To believe is a life.
啊，是我们一生的学习。
It's a learning of our lifetime.
啊，我最近非常喜欢这首诗歌。
Recently, I truly love this hymn.
特别喜欢第四节。
Especially like the first verse 4.
何等喜乐，我能信。
How glad I'm. Learn to trust you.
I'm so glad I learned to trust you.
I'm so glad I learned to trust you.
我如此的喜乐，我学会了来信靠你。
I'm so glad I've learned to trust you.
我们一同有一点简单的祷告。
Let's have simple words of prayers.
亲爱的主，我们再一次聚集在你的面前。
Dear Lord, once again we gather before you.
我们要心中俯伏向你敬拜。
We prostrate and worship before you.
因为你爱我们。
Because you loved us.
你永远不失信。
And you never fail.
你应许说在地上若是有两三个人奉你的名聚集。
You have promised us that if two or three gather together in your name on earth.
你就在他们的中间。
Then you are in the midst of them.
主啊，我们知道这个时刻你在我们的中间。
Lord, we know that at this moment you are in the midst of us.
你在我们每一个人的里面。
You are in each one of us.
主啊，你在这个聚会中。
Lord, you are among this meeting.
愿你向我们说话。
Pray that you speak to us.
愿你成为这个聚会的中心。
Pray that you become the center of this meeting.
愿你成为这个聚会的内容。
And you become the content of this gathering.
我们把自己交在你的手中。
We commit ourselves unto your hand.
谢谢你听我们的祷告。
Thank you for listening to our prayer.
奉耶稣基督宝贵的圣名。
In the precious holy name of Jesus Christ.
Amen. Amen.我们请大家来读几处的经文。
Let's read several places of scriptures together.
首先，请我们翻到。
First, please turn to.
使徒行传。
Book of Acts.
第七章。
Chapter 7.
我们读第二节和第三节。
Let's read verse 2 and 3.
找着了，请我们一起来读。
Let's read together.
司提反说：“诸位父兄，请听，当日我们的祖宗亚伯拉罕在米索波大米还未住哈兰的时候，荣耀的神向他显现，对他说：你要离开本地和亲族，往我所要指示你的地方去。”我们再请大家翻到创世纪。
And please turn to Genesis.
第十二章。
Chapter 12.
我们请读第一节到第三节。
Please read verse 1 through 3.
创世纪第十二章第一节到第三节。
Genesis 12, verse 1 to 3.
还是请我们同声的来读。
Please read together.
耶和华对亚伯兰说：你要离开本地、本族、父家，往我所要指示你的地去。我必叫你成为大国，我必赐福给你，叫你的名为大，你也要叫别人得福。为你祝福的，我必赐福与他；那咒诅你的，我必咒诅他。地上的万族都要因你得福。我们再请读希伯来书。
Please read the book of Hebrews.
第十一章。
chapter 11,
第六节,
verse 6.
希伯来书第十一章第六节,
Book of Hebrews, chapter 11, verse 6.
我们也一起来读，我相信呢，很多弟兄姊妹也把这一节背起来了。
Let's read together, and I believe that a lot of brothers and sisters have memorized this verse.
我们一起来。
Let's read.
人非有信，就不能得神的喜悦。 因为到神面前来的人必须信有神，且信他赏赐那寻求他的人。啊，在这里讲到必须信有神。And
here it talks about that he must believe there's God.
在英文圣经里面说必须信神是。In
the English translation, it says that he must believe that he is.
好，我们。 还是像昨天晚上一样，我们读一段圣经，交通一段。Just
like last night, that as we read a place of scripture, then we share this part.
我们第一段呢，我们就读这三处的经文。The
first part, we just read those three places of scriptures.
昨天晚上我们开头和弟兄姊妹交通到。Last
night, in the beginning, we share with brothers and sisters.
这次我用神赐福的原则和大家一同来思想。 我们怎样进入主观的经历？This
time I use the principle of God's blessing and let us think together how we enter into a subjective experience.
在神造人的时候，他充满了赐福，向人赐福的意念。When
God created man, His mind is full of that He would like to bless people.
这个意念呢，在神的心中从来没有改变过。And
He has never changed this thought.
所以当人堕落了以后。
So after man was fallen,
神借着挪亚向我们启示,
God through Noah revealed to us,
他在他的儿子耶稣基督里面还是要赐福,
He still like to bless people through His Son in Christ.
那么今天下午呢, 我们来到创世纪, 我们读, 思想的第二个人物,
And this afternoon, we will think about the second character in the book of Genesis.
就是亚伯拉罕。
That is Abraham.
我们看见了亚伯拉罕，神向他显现。We
see that God has appeared to Abraham.
神向他说话。And
God spoke to him.
在神的话语里面带着应许。And
in God's words with promise.
这个应许呢，神说，我必叫你成为大国。And
in this promise, God said that I will make of you a great nation.
我必赐福给你。
I will bless you.
叫你的名为大,
and make your name great.
你也要叫别人得福,
and you shall be a blessing.
我们看见在这里神向人赐福, 好像再往前进了一步。
So we see that God's blessing to people has moved one step forward.
我们每一个相信耶稣基督的人,
each one of us who believe in Jesus Christ,
被神放在他爱子基督里面的人,
those who are being put in His beloved Son, Christ.
不仅我们成为神赐福的对象,
not only that we become the object of His blessing,
并且我们也成为神祝福别人的一个器皿,
but we also become the vessel for God to bless others.
这不仅是指着对亚伯拉罕说的,
this does not just apply to Abraham,
也不仅是对着我们每一个蒙恩得救的基督徒神的儿女说的,
and it does not only apply to Christians, each one of us who's been saved by grace.
这更是指着教会说的,
but it talks about church as well.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，你有没有这样子思想呢？
Have you ever thought about this before?
今天因为我们信了主耶稣基督,
today because we believe Lord Jesus Christ,
神的爱在基督里面显在我的身上,
God's love in Christ Jesus has manifested on us.
我成为神祝福的对象,
and I become the object of God's
不仅如此,
blessing. Not only that,
我也成为神赐福的一个器皿,
I also become a vessel for God's blessing to fall.
所以今天若是我们在家里面,
so if today at home,
这个家因着我们是神的儿女,
this home because we are children of God,
我们这个家就蒙福了,
so this home is being blessed.
我遇见很多亲爱的弟兄姊妹,
I have met a lot of dear brothers,
他们是他们家族里面第一个蒙恩得救的人,
they are the first one among their family got saved,
第一个信耶稣基督的人,
the first person who believed on Jesus Christ,
这一个人在主面前蒙恩了,
when this person was blessed by God,
结果全家的人都蒙恩了,
then his whole family got blessed,
那一个人成为神祝福的器皿,
So that person becomes the vessel of God's blessing.
我也看见有弟兄姊妹,
and I've seen because this brother or sister believe the Lord.
他是学生,他就感觉到我在这一个班级上面读书,
and he's a student, he feels that as I'm in this class, then my whole class is being blessed.
我在这个学校里面上学,
I'm studying the school, so this whole school is being blessed.
弟兄姊妹们,我们在这个公司上班,
brothers and sisters, as we work in this company,
不是你靠这个公司,
not that you depend on this company.
是的,外面公司发薪水给你,
it's true that the company gives you salary.
弟兄姊妹,神要用你把祝福带给这个公司。
Brothers and sisters, God would like to use you to bless this company.
今天我们在 New World 聚会,
today we gather in New World.
不是我们关起门来享受神的祝福,
not that we just close the door to enjoy His blessing.
弟兄姊妹们,乃是主要让这个祝福从我们身上满溢出来。
Brothers and sisters, God wants this blessing to be outflow from us.
成为这一个社区的祝福,
become the blessing of this community.
成为这个地方的祝福,
become the blessing of this local area.
要给亚伯拉罕的福气。
That is the blessing God wants to give to Abraham.
所以神说呢, 我必使你成为大国。
So God said that I will make you a great nation.
我必赐福给你。
I will bless you.
叫你的名为大。
And make your name great.
你也要叫别人得福。
And you shall be a blessing.
我们知道这更是指着教会说的。
And we know it points to church.
弟兄姊妹, 你有没有感觉到我们是这样有福气的一个人?
Brothers and sisters, have you felt that we are being so blessed?
我自己在基督徒的生活中,
in my own Christian life,
我遇见一些的弟兄姊妹,
I have met some brothers and sisters.
当他们跟我们住在一起的时候,
when they stay with us together,
不知不觉的就感觉生活变得美好了。
Without even realizing that, we feel our life become very good.
他们来到这个聚会里面的时候, 这个聚会就变得和谐了。
When they come to our gathering, and this gathering becomes harmonized,
我们在一起生活侍奉的时候，我们侍奉觉得是那样的美好。
And when we live to serve together, we feel the service is so beautiful.
因为这一班神的儿女们活出了那个蒙福的光景。
Because this group of God's children have lived out the condition of being blessed.
当他们离开的时候,
when they leave us,
有时候不得不离开的时候,
sometimes they have to leave.
弟兄姊妹们，我们感觉呢，舍不得。
And we feel that we don't want them to go.
但是我们要看见，我们也是。 那样同样的器皿,
but we have to see that we are the same vessel as them.
我们说从旧约, 从亚伯拉罕开始,
we know that in the Old Testament, starting from Abraham,
亚伯拉罕的后裔呢, 他们走到哪里, 哪里就蒙福,
the descendants of Abraham, wherever they went, that place was blessed.
明天早上我们交通一下雅各,
tomorrow morning, we will share about Jacob.
雅各是一个诡诈的人, 但是他到了他的舅舅拉班的家里面, 拉班说, 我现在看出来, 耶和华祝福我是因为你的缘故。
Jacob is a deceiving, a tricky person, but when he went to his uncle Laban's place, Laban said that now I see that God has blessed you.
我们也看见雅各的儿子约瑟,
we also see that Jacob's son Joseph,
他被他的哥哥们嫉妒就卖到埃及去,
he was being envied by his brother, so being sold to Egypt to be slave.
但是约瑟无论到哪里,
but no matter where Joseph went,
哪里就得祝福,
and that place was blessed.
无论到哪里,
no matter where he went,
人的问题就被解决,
man's problem being
resolved.
为什么呢?
Why was that?
Because Jehovah the God was with him.
弟兄姊妹们, 你知道吗? 你我蒙恩,
brothers, sisters, do you know that ourselves, when we are saved, brother, that God has already appointed this purpose and will on us.
所以我们要从这几个人物身上找到他们所以能够 承受祝福, 享受祝福, 并且流露祝福的那个原则。
So we have to find the principles through those characters, how they can contain the blessing and enjoy the blessing, and the blessing outflow from them.
刚才我们读这个希伯来书第11章第6节。
As we read the book of Hebrews chapter 11 verse
8, 在那里他说, 人非有信, 就不能得神的喜悦。
There says that without faith it is impossible to please God.
亚伯拉罕的一生呢, 最突出的一个特点, 他就是学习相信神。
We know that the special characteristics of Abraham is that he believed in God.
所以到了新约时代, 使徒保罗讲到他的经历的时候说, 神使亚伯拉罕成为信心之父。
So that in the New Testament time, Apostle Paul said that God has made Abraham the father of faith.
这说出呢, 他一生信心的学习和经历, 信心的得着,
It says that for all of his lifetime to learn about faith and experience in faith can become our model.
我们看见希伯来书11章第6节说, 人非有信就不能得神的喜悦。
We see the book of Hebrews chapter 11 verse 6 says that without faith it is impossible to please God.
中文呢,这个翻译说不能。
In the Chinese translation it says cannot.
但是英文是不可能。
In English, it's impossible.
告诉我们说缺少了这个信心。
It says without faith.
我们不论用什么方法到神的面前来，神都不会喜悦的。
God will not be pleased regardless of whatever ways we do.
我们不可能得神的喜悦。
And that's impossible to please God.
弟兄姊妹们，信心在基督徒的身上是非常基本的，非常重要的。
Brothers and sisters, faith on Christians is very basic and fundamental.
我们常常盼望弟兄姊妹多祷告。
We often hope that brothers and sisters can pray more.
祷告呢, 如果我们根本不相信神, 不相信我对主说话有功效, 这个祷告有没有用呢?
But is this prayer useful if we don't even believe unto God?
我们知道今天有很多人, 他们的祷告呢, 是很形式的。
We know that a lot of people's prayer is very
formalism.
Formatted.
Yeah, 先打好草稿的,
they just already drafted out.
那么打好草稿, 读起来呢, 真是优雅, 啊, 又感人。
As they drafted already, so when they read it, it seems very beautiful and touching.
这种可能可以感动人呢, 但是感不动神。
This might touch man, but cannot touch God.
为什么呢? 因为里面没有信心。
Why is that? Because that was without faith.
如果我们没有信心，我们就不要祷告。
If without faith, we don't even need to pray.
我们来到主的面前，我们需要先问一问我自己，我是不是相信我现在说话的对象？
When we come before God, first we have to ask ourselves, do we believe to the person who we are talking to?
所以在雅各书第5章里面讲到。
So in Book of James, chapter 5 says.
他说出于信心的祷告是大有功效的。
It says the prayer of faith. It's much more of with power.
Has much power.
Has much power.
弟兄姊妹们，这不在乎祷告的人。
Brother, sister, it's not about the person.
而在乎在你那个祷告的里面，是不是有信心这个因素。
But it has to do whether in your prayer it has faith.
出于信心的祷告是大有功效的。
The prayer of faith is has much power.
可能是一个很小的小孩子。
It might just be a little children.
但是他用单纯的心相信他说话的对象。
But with a pure heart, she believes the person she's talking to.
弟兄姊妹们，我们就看见神的回应。
Then, brother, sister, we see God has answered.
我们的祷告里面需要有信心。
In our prayer, we need to have faith.
我们今天的生活里面。
In our life today.
弟兄姊妹，特别在一个动荡、改变。 迅速的一个环境的里面,
Brother, sister, especially in a fast changing environment today.
好，我们在这个环境中生活需要有力量。
We need to have strength when we live in such environment.
我们知道我们的力量跟我们的胆量是有关系的。
We know that our boldness and also our strength has to do with each other.
箴言里面有一句话,
In the book of Proverbs.
他说在患难的日子若胆怯, 你的力量就微小。
It says that you lose courage in the days of trouble, then your strength is small.
弟兄姊妹们，是不是这样的？
Is it true, brothers and sisters?
当环境来的时候，如果我们呢还没有祷告，还没有依靠主，我们就害怕了。
When the circumstances come unto you, if even without prayer and before we depend on Him, we got fear.
我们呢不需要环境来打倒我们，我们自己把自己打倒。
We don't even to be knocked out by the circumstances. We already been knocked out by ourselves.
我遇见一些生病的弟兄姊妹。
I have met some brothers and sisters who are sick.
他们一听见医生讲说你得的是 cancer.
As soon as they heard doctors say that you have got cancer.
哎呀，就好像世界末日到了。
It's as if it's the end of the world.
弟兄姊妹们，我非常的同情有人进入这样的情况。
Brothers, sisters, I truly pity that some people enter in such circumstances.
如果我被摆进去，我的人性跟他一样。
if I'm in such situation, then my nature is the same as them.
但是有一些走过来的人,
but for some who have gone through this,
很多人不是病死的,
they told us that many people not die from the illness, but they die because of fear.
那我们怎么样能不害怕呢?
So how can we be without fear?
我们知道信心和胆量是连在一起的。
We know that faith and courage is interact together.
所以希伯来书的作者告诉我们, 若是我们把可夸的盼望, 和胆量坚持到底的话,
so the book of Hebrews tells us that if we call this glorious hope and also the courage which we endure towards the end, then we are the house of God.
弟兄姊妹们,我们看见多少时候啊, 那些在患难中的人, 他们眼睛注视主, 他们信心升起来的时候, 他们就安然地走过那个环境。
Brothers and sisters, how many times we see that those are under affliction when their eyes are fixed on the Lord and they are able to go through the circumstances. And let's talk about that Christians have a specialty that is we have joy inside. And this joy has to do with faith.
有的时候啊,一点点环境啊,其实根本不算什么的。
Sometimes just a little kind of circumstances, which is really nothing.
但是当我们的眼睛不注视主的时候呢，我们立刻就被那个压倒，失去了喜乐。
But whenever our eyes are not fixed on the Lord, immediately we are being knocked down and lost joy.
在彼得前书第一章第八节里面。
In the First Peter chapter 1:8.
使徒彼得在这里告诉我们说，你们虽然没有见过他，却是爱他。
Apostle Peter told us here, whom you have not seen, you love.
如今谁不得看见, 却因信他, 就有说不出来, 蛮有荣光的大喜乐。
In him, though now you see him not, yet believing, you rejoice with joy unspeakable and full of glory.
弟兄姊妹, 今天你里面有没有这个, 蛮有荣光, 说不出来的大喜乐。
Brothers and sisters, do you have such joy unspeakable and full of glory today?
我有一次向一位从国内出来的学者传福音。
Once I preached gospel to this scholar coming from China.
他很有追求的心。
He truly had the heart that seeks.
每个礼拜呢,都分别一个下午到我家来, 我们一起读圣经,一起祷告,一起谈一谈。
Each week, he spent an afternoon to my place, and we pray together, read the Bible together, and we share together.
谈了以后，他就问我一个问题。
After sharing, he asked me a question.
他说我碰见教会里面很多你们的弟兄姊妹。
He said, I have met many brothers and sisters from your gathering.
他们老说我们心中有一个说不出来的喜乐。 他说我就觉得奇怪，哪有喜乐可以说不出来的？
As they always say that we have this joy which is unspeakable, then I feel very strange because how can a joy be unspeakable?
他说地上的喜乐呢,都可以说得出来的,比如说是金榜题名的喜乐,说得出来。
He said that all those joy or happiness on earth, they are able to speak about. For example, if you got number one in the score.
我们中国人讲的几种的喜乐。 都说得出来,你们基督徒怎么说有一种说不出来的喜乐呢?
As Chinese always able to describe how happy or how joy that is, but how can you Christians say that it's unspeakable?
我跟他说,你要相信耶稣,你就会经历这个说不出来的喜乐。
I told him that you have to believe unto Jesus, then you are able to experience this joy that's unspeakable.
他每次到我家来,我们结束都一起祷告。
Every time when he came to my home, at the end we pray together. Each time we pray, he was in tears. I thought he would experience this joy unspeakable.
但是每次站起来他说我还不信。
But every time after he stood up, he said, I still cannot believe.
像三年之久,
for 3 years.
最后他要离开我们住的地方,
and then he was going to leave the place.
那天我去送他,
and then I went. I packed things for him.
他要上车了,我们告别一起祷告。
Before he was going on the car, then we say bye to each other and pray together.
那天祷告的时候,忽然神的灵在他身上做工。
During prayer, suddenly the Spirit of God worked on him.
他就抱着我的肩膀啊,嚎啕大哭。
He embraced my shoulder and he cried.
不是流泪,嚎啕大哭。
He wept.
他哭完了以后，他说奇怪，我脸说不出来的喜乐。
After he cried, he said, "I have this joy that's unspeakable."
那个是信心。
That is faith.
就这么简单。
It's so simple.
我们今天虽然还没有看见他。
Although today we haven't seen him.
但是因为我相信他。
But because I believe him.
在我里面呢，神就做一件事情，给我说不出来，而且是蛮有荣光的大喜乐。
So God has done something in me that's the joy that's unspeakable and full of glory.
我们知道仇敌啊，常常就是借着我们的情绪。我们的观念，我们对事情的要求，把这个东西啊，从我们身上偷走。
We know that Satan usually use our concepts, our emotions, and our
我们的 concept, 我们的要求
our requirements to steal away the joy.
我们的意见，我们对很多事情的看法，我们不用信心，我们坚持自己，我们就失去了那个喜乐。
Our attitudes, our opinions about things, and we do not use faith, then we lose the joy.
我们再讲一点信心的重要。
And we continue to talk about importance of faith.
今天在侍奉中，不是人的热心，不是人的努力，不是人的才干，不是人的办法，不是世界的潮流，我们做出来的有果效。
Today in service, it's not by the train or by the effort or by man's zealous. That we can do much with bare fruit.
弟兄姊妹们，在神面前算得了数的侍奉，是必须是出于信心的侍奉。
Brothers, sisters, those service that God counts must become out of faith.
所以保罗讲到教会的工作的时候，他说你们信心的工作。
So when Paul talks about the ministry of church, he talks about the work of faith.
他讲到他出去传福音的时候呢，不仅在乎言语。不仅在乎这个圣灵，并且在乎他有充足的信心。
He said as he goes out to preach gospel, it's not according to words or according to Holy Spirit, but with full faith.
他说 ，not in word, not in power, but also in assurance. 他里面有充足的确据和把握，他知道他所传的是谁。
He has such assurance that he knows who is the one he preaches.
弟兄姊妹们。我们今天在一起配搭侍奉
Brothers, sisters, as we co-work to serve together,
不是我们大家来出意见看哪一个意见最好我们来做
Not that we give our own opinions and then we decide based on the best suggestion
乃是我们一同伏在主的跟前用信心来祷告
But together we prostrate before the Lord and we pray in faith
我们看见出于信心的侍奉人只不过是器皿而已
We see the ministry of faith is that men are only vessels.
真正做工的是主自己。
Only Lord Himself is the one who truly does.
真正做工的是圣灵。
It is the Holy Spirit that.
你我不过是器皿而已。
You and I are just vessels.
这样的侍奉有永远的价值。
This kind of service has eternal value.
这样的侍奉经得起火的考验。
And this kind of faith is able to try fire.
我们再讲一点。
Let's talk about.
今天我们。蒙恩得救了以后
Today after we have been saved by grace,
我们爱慕主的回来
and we truly desire Lord
我们现在实在感觉到生活在主回来之前最末了的时代
We truly know that we are living at the end of days before Lord comes back
在路加福音十八章第八节里面讲
In the book of Luke 18 chapter 8 says
他说然而人子来的时候遇得见地上还有信心吗
He says that but when the Son of Man comes Shall he indeed find faith on the earth?
弟兄姊妹们，我们等候主，不是用情感，不仅仅用情感。
Brothers, sisters, as we wait for the Lord, not use our own emotions.
我们在等候主的事情上面需要用信心。
We need to use our faith to wait for the Lord.
相信主的话怎样说，他必定怎样成就。
To believe that when the words that Lord has spoken, it will be fulfilled.
所以我们为着主的回来祷告的时候。
So as we pray for his coming back,
我们就不灰心。
Then we do not lose our faith.
我们不会因着时间拖延，我们就懒散。
We do not become loose when the time tarries.
我们知道，有的时候碰见一些事情，祷告很久，主没有答应，没有成就，我们会怀疑说，祷告有用吗？
We know that sometimes we start to doubt our prayers when we pray for something for a long time, but God has not yet answered.
我们要问我的祷告是不是照着神的旨意。
We have to ask that is our prayer according to God's will?
如果是照着神的旨意,
if that's according to God's will,
虽然一时你看不见答案,
although at this moment you haven't seen the answer,
看不见回应,
haven't seen any reply,
我们仍然持守信心,
but we still keep our faith.
这就是主讲的, 人子回来的时候, 还能在地上找得到信心吗?
That's what Lord says, that when the Son of Man comes back, shall he still find faith on earth?
这些点让我们看见信心, 在基督徒和神交往的过程中呢，是非常的重要。
Those points let us see that when Christians interact with God, faith is very important.
我们需要有这样的认识。
We have to have this
understanding. 在这里这个信心是一个名词。
Here, faith is a noun.
他说人没有这个信心就不可能得神的喜悦。
He says that without faith cannot, it's impossible to please God.
接下来, 希伯来书的作者说,
then the book of the author of book Hebrew says,
他说, 因为人到神的面前来,
for when man comes before God,
必须信神是,
must believe that he is.
到神面前来就是我们愿意来亲近神。
To come to God means we are willing to draw close to him.
弟兄姊妹们, 我们每次来聚会呢, 不是来和弟兄姊妹相会而已。
Brothers and sisters, every time we come to gatherings, not just to meet brothers and sisters.
我们乃是与神与我们的主相会。
Is that we come to meet with God, our Lord.
这是我们来亲近神。
That's when we draw close to God.
我们要带什么样的态度, 预备什么样的心来呢?
So what kind of attitude and how our heart shall be prepared?
在这里, 希伯来书作者告诉我们说,
here, the author of book
of Hebrews
said, we shall believe that he is.
这里这个信呢是动词。
And here the belief is verb.
前面那个名词是说到我们该有的认识。
In previously, the noun shows our understanding.
我们该具备的一个信念。
What the concept we shall have.
我们每一次该有的一个对自己的检验。
And the trial that, and the test that we shall give to ourselves.
我们是不是带着这个信念来的?
Have we brought this idea come to with us?
当我们来亲近神的时候,
when we draw close to God.
那就是一个动作。
And that's an action.
是一个态度,
it's an attitude.
啊, 是我们的一个行动, 一个追求,
it's our action and our desire.
来亲近神的时候, 我们必须相信神是。
When we come to God, we must believe that he is.
弟兄姊妹, 神是, 是一件不容易解释的事情。
It is hard to explain that God is.
啊, 但是我们看见, 在约翰的书信里面,
but we see in the letters of John,
啊, 我们知道约翰福音里面的, 啊, 他特别用了一个动词, 用得特别多啊, 就是相信这个字。
We know that in Gospel book of John, he has used many a verb many times, that is to believe.
啊, 这一个相信呢, 有人去查, 大概有96次。
This word believe, he probably used 96 times as someone examined.
所以约翰讲到相信的时候, 他常常讲到主是什么。
So when John talked about belief, he usually mentioned about what the Lord is.
我不晓得弟兄姊妹, 我们有没有这样子到主面前来思想过, 来经历过。
So I don't know if brothers and sisters have ever come to the Lord to think about it, to experience it.
约翰福音第一章第一句话, 他就讲到主耶稣呢是那个话。
So in the Gospel book of John chapter 1 verse 1, it says that Lord Jesus is the Word.
就是太初就有的那个话。
Which is the word that since the beginning.
弟兄姊妹们, 啊, 我们若是经历了, 那何等的奇妙。
Brothers and sisters, if we have experienced this, how amazing that is.
我们读圣经的时候, 读到了主就是那个话。
When we read the scripture, we see that Lord is the word.
我们里面真是饱足。
Then we feel so full.
真是明亮。
And so enlightened.
主就是生命。
Lord is life.
他说生命在他的里面。
Life is in him.
生命就是人的光。
And this life was the light of man.
弟兄姊妹们, 是不是呢?
Is that
我们有时候在教会侍奉里面看见有人被主摸到。
In our services in church, sometimes we see that someone's been touched by God.
他里面有光,
and there's light in him.
他看见他以往, 他认为他做得很对的事情, 他现在开始羞愧。
He realized that what he thought was good before, now he feels shame about them.
人是光,
God is light.
我们的主是光,
our Lord is the light.
这样讲, 约翰福音里面, 许许多多的,
so in Gospel book of John, there are so many.
好, 我们看见了, 主在第四章里面讲, 他就是那活水。
In chapter 4, he says that he's a living water.
第6章里面讲, 他说, 他就是那个生命的粮。
In chapter 6, that he's the bread of life.
第10章讲, 他说, 他就是那个, 羊的门。
And chapter 10 says that he's the gate of the sheep.
他是好牧人。
He's a good shepherd.
不仅约翰福音里面,
Not only in the book of John.
弟兄姊妹, 我们看见整本圣经, 许多认识神的人, 他们告诉我们说, 神是什么。
We see that from the whole Bible that there are many of those who know God, they tell us who He is.
像大卫,
like David.
啊, 他说, 耶和华, 我的力量啊, 我的心爱你。
He says that Jehovah, my strength, my heart longs to you.
在他, 在环境中经历事情的时候,
when he experienced things in circumstances,
他说, 耶和华, 你是我的磐石,
he said that Jehovah, you are my rock.
弟兄姊妹, 你有没有经历过主是你的磐石?
Brothers and sisters, have you ever experienced that Lord is your rock?
我们知道在旧约时代, 人讲到磐石都想他是稳固的, 啊, 安稳可靠的。
In the Old Testament time, whenever I talk about rock, is that it's stable, it's very trustable.
今天美国有些 financial institute 说我们的 solid as rock.
So there are many financial institutes in United States saying that we are solid as rock.
好像它是，你只要把钱放到我这里，投资放到这里，你可以安稳睡觉。
As if that you just invest money here, then you can sleep well.
你把你的前途交给我，你就可以安稳。
You commit your future unto me, then you can rest well.
好，我们知道地上没有这样的事情。
We know that there's no such thing on like this on earth. Only our Lord is, He is.
姊妹们，我们可以在生活中经历。
Brothers and sisters, we can experience this in life.
我去年呢，服侍一位临终的朋友。
Last year, I served a friend who was almost dying.
我们认识他的时候，啊，他已经到了病的最末期了。
When we knew him, he was at the end of his, he was at the end of, she was at the end of the, her illness.
她在那个时刻呢, 啊, 非常的柔软。
At that time, she was very soft.
我们向她传福音, 她打开心门接受。
When we preached gospel to her, she opened up her heart to accept.
她接受主, 我们就为她施洗。
As she accepted the Lord and we baptized for her.
有一天我去看她,
One day I visit her.
她跟我说, 伯弟兄, 我不能睡了。
She told me that, brother, boy, I cannot sleep.
她说这个身体啊, 一天一天虚弱。
My body becomes weaker day by day.
晚上呢, 一直出汗, 痛。
At night, it's what I was sweating and hurt.
我实在很想帮助她。
I truly would like to help her.
我不知道怎么帮助她。
But I didn't know how.
我说主在你的里面, 你可以依靠。
So I told her that Lord is in you, you can trust him.
她说怎么靠呢?
But how to trust him?
诶, 忽然主在我里面提醒, 哦, 一个人啊, 在磐石上面躺着睡晒太阳，他那个是很安息的。
Then suddenly, Lord reminds me that when someone lies on the rock to tan under the sun, and he's full of rest.
所以我就问他，我说你知道，你有没有看过人躺在一块大石头上面晒太阳？
So I asked her that have you ever seen someone lying on a big rock under the sun?
我说那个人躺在那里会不会动来动去，觉得很不可靠呢？
Will that person move around on the rock and feel it's not trustable?
他说我领会你讲的。
She said I understand what you said.
我说圣经上面讲说呢, 我们的主就是我们的磐石。
I told her that the Bible says that our Lord is our rock.
你晚上睡觉的时候啊, 你就告诉主说, 主啊, 你做我的磐石, 我靠在你身上。
So when you sleep at night, you tell him that Lord, you are my rock, so I just lie myself on you.
好，我就回家了。
Then I went home.
第二天我去看她。
Next day I visit her.
哇，好高兴啊！
She was so joyful.
伯弟兄，我靠上主了。
She said, "Brother Bo, now I'm depending on the Lord."
昨天我一夜没有起来，没有用止痛药。
For a whole night last night, I did not wake up nor did I use the painkiller.
睡觉前我跟主说：“主，你做我的磐石，我靠上你。”
Before I sleep, I told the Lord that You be my rock and I'm lying on You.
亲爱弟兄姊妹，人若来亲近神。 必须信神是。
Brothers, sisters, for those who come to God must believe that He is.
这个信呢, 就是我们的行动, 我们的追求。
So this belief is our action and seeking.
它是一个态度, 是一个动作。
That's an attitude and action.
我们相信他。
We believe on Him.
他说了, 不仅如此,
and not only that.
我们信神是, 而且相信了他赏赐那寻求他的人。
We believe that he is and that he's the rewarder of them that diligently seek him.
有人呢, 很殷勤地来寻找主的时候, 主一定赏赐。
When someone very zealously to seek him, he will reward him.
这个我们中文翻译成寻求啊, 原文呢, 他说, diligently seeking for him.
The original text is diligently seek him.
我们殷勤地来寻求他。
So we diligently come to seek him.
什么叫做殷勤地寻求他呢?
What does it mean by diligently seek him?
我用我的领会简单地和弟兄姊妹说一下。
I would like to share with my understanding.
就是我们对主认真。
That is that we are serious. We mean business.
有一位侍奉主的仆人讲,
A servant of God said,
我们的神呢, 他只对那些对他认真的人认真。
Our God only means business to those who mean business with Him.
所以今天很多人呢, 只是泛泛地相信,
There are many people who just believe,
他对主并不认真,
but not very serious toward Him.
满足于做个信徒啊, 根本不愿意跟随主做门徒。
They are only satisfied to be a believer, but they do not want to follow him to be a disciple.
所以今天我们在美国，你会碰到很多人。你问他说：“你信不信耶稣基督呢？”
So in the United States today, we might meet many people as we ask them, "Do you believe unto Jesus Christ?"
这是我到美国来才学会的。他说：“我是一个 believer, but I don't practice.”
So that's what I learned after I come to the United States. He said that I'm a believer, but I don't practice.
这什么叫做 practice 呢?
So what does the practice mean? Because he doesn't mean, he's not serious to
worship. 因为他生在基督教的文化里面,
because he was born in the
人过圣诞节, 他也过圣诞节,
as people celebrate Christmas,
但是你说什么话,
but whatever Lord says, he doesn't care.
弟兄姊妹们, 这样想得神的赏赐,
Brothers, sisters, it's impossible to receive the reward from God.
我们要得神的赏赐,
if we would like to receive reward from God, we have to diligently seek Him.
我们要对主认真,
we have to be serious toward Him.
怎样对主认真呢?
How do we be serious toward
Him?
We have to see this model from the life of Abraham.
神要赏赐给那些
God will be rewarding to them that diligently seek Him.
我们从亚伯兰的一生看见啊,
we see that from the whole life of Abraham.
他出生跟我们都一样,
His birth was the same as us.
他不是生下来就是大有信心的人,
not that he was born as someone with great faith.
反而呢, 他是生在一个拜偶像的环境里面,
and he was actually born in the environment that worship idols.
有人告诉我们说他的父亲呢, 就是一个卖偶像的人。
Someone tells us that his father actually was selling idols.
他是一个 idol dealer.
He was an idol dealer.
他专门卖偶像。
He sell idols.
你想这样的人呢, 居然有一天会成为信心之父。
But you imagine that such person like him become the father of faith.
是不是亚伯拉罕比你我都特别一点?
Is the Abraham more special than you and me?
不是的。
No.
乃是神来寻找的。
No, because God come to seek man.
好，我们看见在《使徒行传》第七章，斯提凡做见证。
In the book of Acts, chapter 7, Stephen gave testimony.
我们的祖宗呢，亚伯拉罕还住在加勒底的乌尔的时候。
When our father Abraham still lived in the Ur of Chaldees.
告诉我们说呢，他仍然在那个拜偶像那个。 混乱的敬拜的环境的里面的时候,
that he was still in this idol worship environment.
他说荣耀的神向他显现。
He said the God of glory appeared unto him.
弟兄姊妹们, 我们的信心的起点是神开始的。
Or the beginning of a faith is from the Lord.
是神在环境中, 在我们的里面向我们显现。
Is that through the environment that God has appeared to us in us.
弟兄姊妹, 你得救, 是不是有这样的经历?
Brothers and sisters, as you got saved, don't you have such an experience?
可能我们得救的时候，我们不会用这个词叫做主向我显现，我们说不上来。
Probably when we just got saved, we do not know how to use this word, God appeared to us.
我们也不知道怎么说。
And we don't know how to describe.
但是确实，神在我们里面向我们证明他是真的。
But it's true that God in us testified that He is real.
你是什么时候? 确定这件事情呢?
When can you be sure of this?
我自己回想我们得救,
when I think how I got saved by grace,
我在9岁的时候, 第一次听见福音,
when I was 9 years old, it was the first time I heard gospel.
那时候我住在台湾的乡下,
I lived the countryside in Taiwan.
我们那里没有, 没有基督徒，没有聚会的地方。
And there were no Christians nor meeting places.
在我九岁那一年，有人呢开一小车子到我们那个乡下来啊，说今天晚上我们有幻灯片，请大家来看。 When
I was 9 years old, someone drove a small car and say that tonight we have some kind of projector show and please come to see.
那时候 slide show， 那时候将近呢，现在离现48年了，50年前。
That was about 48 or 50 years ago.
那是生活很单纯的，每天孩子们呢放了学，晚上听个收音机广播就睡觉了。Back
then life was simple. Every time when students came back home at night, we just listened to radio then sleep.
所以一听有幻灯片呢，哇，大家都吃完饭赶快就搬个小椅子去坐在那边就去看。
So when we heard there was a slideshow, everyone took our little stool and then we sat there to watch.
那个幻灯片呢，就是沿路加福音，一张一张啊，主耶稣降生在地上的故事。And
the slideshow showed the story in Gospel Book of Luke, how Lord Jesus was born on earth.
那时候孩子的心啊，看到是听了那个人讲解啊，传福音的人讲解，我就认识，知道有一位主耶稣。
So back then, as a child, when I heard the person explain that, then I know that there's this Lord Jesus.
心里面就觉得快乐的不得了，觉得我要信耶稣。Then
I felt so happy, and then I feel that I would believe Jesus.
再过不久呢，他们就来有一次正式的聚会。And
later they start have a formal gathering.
我还记得很清楚。I
still remember clearly.
那次聚会呢，我才9岁的小孩就坐第一排。
I was only a 9 year old kid, but I sat on the first row.
就是讲员这个左手他的边上这个位置。
Just like the seat right here on left hand side.
那一天这个讲员呢，他当然没有翻译啊，在台湾不需要翻译。
Of course, back then we did not have translation in Taiwan.
他讲以赛亚书里面一句话。
He mentioned about the verse in God in the book of Isaiah.
犹大地那些的逃脱剩余的人。
For the remnants in the Judea.
他们回来了。
They came back.
他们必要往下扎根，往上结果。
And they shall be rooted down on earth and bear much fruit on top.
那是我第一次听进一句主的话。
That's the first time I listened and heard.
那一天听进来，不知道怎么搞的。
And that day, I don't know what happened when I heard it.
从头到脚啊，好像有一股能力浇灌下来。
From my head to toe, I felt as if there was a power pouring down.
他在台上不住的讲，往下扎根这个。 这个浇灌就一次，往上结果又来一次。
Whenever he talked about that being rooted, then this pouring, I felt this. And then whenever he talked about bear much fruit, once more.
感觉我全身触电一样。
I felt I was electrified whole body.
我只觉得我要信这位耶稣基督。I
only felt that I would like to believe on this Lord Jesus. I didn't know why.
但以后别人在笑我，我说我知道他是真的。But
later when other people laugh at me, I say that I know he's real.
弟兄姊妹们。 我们每一个人蒙恩得救，不是别人把道理把你说服了。Brothers,
sisters, when each one of us saved by grace, not that we are being convinced by not by knowledge.
天上荣耀的神向我们显现。But
the glorious God from heaven appeared to us.
在个人身上，可能你有你自己的经历，你有你自己的故事。You
probably have your own individual experience and story.
但是那个故事。 都是在同一个原则里面。But
all the stories are under one principle.
就是神和人接触了。That
is, God has touched man.
每一个人遇见了基督。Each
person met Christ.
这是信心的起点。That's
the beginning of faith.
天上的神向亚伯拉罕显现。The
God of heaven appeared to Abraham.
并且向他说话。And
spoke to him.
弟兄姊妹们，这是我们一生信心开始的起点，也是我们一生走路我们看见他的过程。
Brothers, sisters, we see that that's the beginning of our faith and also how the process of this as we walk.
是的，有时候我们会有一点经历，我们要努力的去相信，要说服自己相信。
Yes, true. Sometimes we experience that we have to convince ourselves to believe.
但就是在这些的经历背后，我们看见神在那里。
But it's through all those experiences behind that we see that God is there.
我们的主在那里负我们的责任。
Our Lord is there being responsible.
亚伯拉罕的一生就是这样跟随主。That
is how the whole life of Abraham follows our Lord.
所以我们请大家一起来读几处的经文。So
please read several places of scripture together.
我们读创世纪12章。Genesis
12.
第6节第7节。Verse
6 and 7.
我们一起读。
Let's read together.
亚伯兰经过那地，到了示剑地方，摩利橡树那里。那时迦南人住在那地。耶和华向亚伯兰显现，说：“我要把这地赐给你的后裔。”亚伯兰就在那里为向他显现的耶和华筑了一座坛。我们在读第八节。
And also verse 8.
从那里他又迁到伯特利东边的山，支搭帐篷，西边是伯特利，东边是爱。他在那里又为耶和华筑了一座坛，求告耶和华的名。我们再读第十三章第三节第四节。
And chapter 13 verse 3 and 4.
他从南地渐渐往伯特利去，到了伯特利和爱的中间，就是从前支搭帐篷的地方，也是他起先筑坛的地方。他又在那里求告耶和华的名。我们在读第十三章第十八节。
And chapter 13 verse 18.
亚伯兰就搬了帐篷，来到希伯伦曼利的橡树那里居住，在那里为耶和华筑了一座坛。我们在读二十二章
Chapter 22
第一节第二节
Verse 1 and 2。
这些事以后，神要试验亚伯拉罕，就呼叫他说：“亚伯拉罕。”他说：“我在这里。”神说：“你带着你的儿子，就是你独生的儿子，你所爱的以撒往摩利亚地去，在我所要指示你的山上把它献为燔祭。”我们再读第九节。
And verse 9.
他们到了神所指示的地方，亚伯拉罕在那里筑坛，把柴摆好，捆绑他的儿子以撒放在坛的柴上。好，这是我们留意刚才读的这几处的经文。
If we pay attention to the verses we read,
每一处呢，都有一座亚伯拉罕为神筑的坛。
Each place has mentioned the altar that Abraham built for God.
读圣经，我们留意的话，我们看见亚伯拉罕一生信心的生活中，他向神筑了四座的坛。
As we read the scriptures, we know that he has built four altars for God in the life of his faith.
我们今天就是主观的经历来讲到这个坛。
So we will talk about altar as subjectively speaking.
就是他在相信主的道路上面，每一座坛象征着他的一个学习。
So each altar represents his learning as he believed the Lord.
他在主面前的一个信心的学习 ，the learning of trust in the Lord。
So it's his learning of trust in the Lord.
到了一个地步呢，他筑一座坛，做一个记号。
So to a point, he built an altar as a sign.
做一个坛，筑一座坛，有一个敬拜。
To build an altar and there was worship.
作为他信心生活的一个里程碑。
To represent a monument.
Milestone
for his life of faith.
第一座坛呢，是他进到迦南地，在示剑那里筑的。
So the first altar he built when he entered into land of Canaan in Shechem.
我们的这一段的经历呢，要从他在加勒底的乌尔开始。
We know that this segment of experience starts from the Ur of Chaldees.
荣耀的神向他显现，并且呼召他。
The God of glory appeared to him and called unto him.
他就用信心回应。
Then he responded with faith.
我们刚刚讲了，他的信心呢是带着行动的。
We talked about that his faith comes with action.
他不仅有一个信心，有一个信念，并且他有一个相信的行动。
Not only he has faith and this idea, concept, and also he has this action of believing.
但是神呼召他说：“你要离开本地本族和父家，往我所要指示你的地去。”
And God called him that you have to leave out of your country, from your kindred and your father's house, unto the land that I will show you.
在这一段呢，他的信心是听见了他就跟从。
Here his faith is that he heard and he followed.
跟从一段时候以后呢，他又要寻求。
Then after he followed for a while, he still need to seek.
今天很少人是这样出去旅行或者搬家的。
Very few people today do like this when he travels or move around.
弟兄姊妹, 你有没有碰过一个人在机场啊? 他停着行李到那里,
你问他说你要去哪里? 他说我不知道。
Have you ever met someone at the airport he with his luggage, but you ask him, where are you going? He said he doesn't know.
如果亚伯拉罕活在今天呢, 他就是这样, 他到了机场了, 你问他去哪里, 他说我要去祷告。
Then if Abraham lives in today's world, when he goes to airport, if you ask him where he's going, he said, I'm going to pray. That's his first step of learning. As Christians, each children of God, we shall be like this. In everything, we need to seek Lord's learning.
他就这样子一步一步地离开了加勒底的乌尔。
So just like this, step by step, he left the world of Chaldee.
他到了哈兰,
he went to Haran.
那么神又再一次地向他说话,
and once again, God spoke to
他再往前去,
him. Then he moved forward.
他还要祷告,
and he continued to pray.
最后他来到了迦南地的事件曼利的橡树那里。
Then at the end, he came to Shechem, the land of Canaan, and this oak tree of Mary.
所以弟兄姊妹们，在我们相信耶稣基督以后,
so brother, sister, after we believe unto Lord Jesus Christ,
每一步路主向我们说话,
each step when Lord speaks to us,
我们就有一个跟随的学习,
then we have a learning of following.
当我们有了这个学习,
after we have such learning,
主又再把新的引导给我们,
then Lord gives us a new
新的话语给我们,
a new word.
亲爱弟兄姊妹, 不论是我们来聚会, 听见弟兄姊妹交通的神的话语,
brother, sister, regardless when we hear God's words through brothers and sisters when they share,
或者我们读圣经, or
when we read the scripture, we understand God's will.
弟兄姊妹,
brother
and
sister, we learn to follow. So we will come to the first altar of our faith.
然后我们到那里,像亚伯拉罕一样,
and we go there just like Abraham, he built an altar for God.
神向他显现,
God appeared to him
说我要将这个地赐给你,
and told him that I will give you this land.
我们知道那个地在预表上面是指着基督说的,
we know that this land is a type of Christ.
神要把他儿子, 我们的主耶稣基督, 他里面一切所有的丰满赐给我们。
God would like to give all the riches of his Son, our Lord Christ Jesus, unto us.
第二个谈了,
the second altar,
我们看见他到了爱和伯特利的中间,
we see that he comes to the in between Bethel and Ai.
他在那里支搭帐篷,
he pitched the tent there,
并且在那里呢, 他为耶和华神筑了一座坛,
and there he built the altar for Jehovah.
他这一座坛上的经历, 他说呢, 亚伯拉罕就开始学习求告耶和华的名。
And the experience of this altar is that Abraham started to learn to call upon the name of Lord.
我们说这个求告,
we know that this calling upon the name means that he started to learn to trust unto Lord.
弟兄姊妹们,我们在人生中,在教会的侍奉中,
brothers and sisters, in our life and during the service of in the church,
我们不仅寻求主的引导,
not only we learn his to seek his leading and we follow him,
并且当我们遇见各样的需要、各样环境的时候,
but when we face all kinds of needs and circumstances,
我们学习来依靠主,
we learn to trust unto him.
这个在信心上面, 我们学习来依靠他,
and in faith we learn to depend on him.
我们看见亚伯拉罕在依靠的事情上, 不是一下子就学会,
we see that in terms of learning how to depend on him, he did not just learn well first time.
当他真想依靠的时候,
when he truly would like to depend on Lord, then God gave some,
啊,
him some difficulty. And there was famine.
啊, 我们人呢, 一方面祷告, 一方面有自己的办法。
For us human beings, on the one hand we do pray, but on the other hand we use our own ways.
我不晓得弟兄姊妹你是不是这样。
I don't know if brothers and sisters are like this.
至少亚伯拉罕是这样,
it is Abraham's like that.
他一方面求告神呢, 一方面呢, 他又开始搬家去, 生活容易的地方。
On the one hand, he prayed unto God, but on the other hand, he moved to a place which has easier life.
这就是我们信心在主面前成长学习的一些真实的写照。
Those are very practical experiences of how our faith grows.
我们都知道这个故事, 他下到埃及失败了, 他又回来。
We all know the story that he went down to Egypt, he failed and came back.
回来以后主把他再带回到爱和伯特利的中间。
After he came back, Lord once again brought him to be in between Bethel and I.
失败回来以后，他这个依靠，他就靠上去了。
So after he failed and came back, then he was able to trust.
所以当他的侄儿罗德的牧人和他的牧人相争的时候。
So when his cousin Lot's shepherds started to strive with his shepherds,
亚伯拉罕先起来说：“你我不可以相争。”
Then Abraham said that, let us have no strife between us.
他说：“看啊, 全地都在你的面前。”
He said that all this land is before you.
你向左, 我就向右。
If you turn left, then I turn right.
啊, 你向右, 我就向左。
If you turn right, then I turn left.
照着辈分, 他是罗德的叔叔。
If actually he's the elderly, the uncle of Lot.
在那个时代呢, 应该是年长的人先来拣选。
But back then, it should be the elder ones who choose first.
但是因着他心里面学习了，学会了依靠主。
But because he has learned how to depend on Lord.
学会了相信主。
Learn how to trust the Lord.
所以他把这个拣选的权利交给他的侄儿。
So he has given up the right of making choices unto his cousin.
这一个阶段呢，主用环境、用遭遇来训练他的信心。
So we see that God has trained his faith through circumstances.
他不自己选择，他让神来安排。
He did not choose by himself, but he let God make arrangements for himself.
当罗德拣选了所多玛的平原的时候，
So when Lot chose the plain of Sodom,
那一天耶和华神就向亚伯兰说话。
That day, God Jehovah spoke to Abraham.
神说你所在的地方，你举目向东西南北观看。
He said that look up now and look up from the place where you look north, south, east, and west.
凡你所看见的一切地，我都要赐给你和你的后裔，直到永远。
For all the land which you see, to you I will give, and to your seed forever.
他在这一个阶段学会了依靠主。
So at this stage, he has learned how to depend on the Lord.
弟兄姊妹，最好啊，这是在我们蒙恩得救头几年，我们就要这些必修课都应该学修完。
Hopefully, in the first several years of us being saved, we shall learn all those lessons.
如果我们平常的日子不修这些课，
If in our regular routine days we do not learn well,
等到有大事情发生的时候靠不上主，那真是很痛苦。
It will be a great suffering if some great things happen and we cannot depend on Him.
接下来亚伯兰就到了希伯伦。
And later Abraham arrived at Hebron.
有人告诉我们说希伯伦呢是整个巴勒斯坦以色列地啊， 这个最高的地方。
Someone told us that Hebron is actually the highest place in all the land of Palestine.
希伯伦的意思就是交通与联合的意思。
Hebron means fellowship and union.
那时候亚伯兰到了那里，他开始进入与神的交通。
So at that time, Abraham arrived there and he entered into the fellowship and union with God.
借着这个交通，他进入与神的联合。
Through this fellowship, he will enter in to be united with God.
这一段的日子，一直到第二十章，他得着以上。
So we know that from this time,
21章他得着以上。
Until chapter 21, he has got Isaac.
是相当漫长的一段的年日。
It's been a very long time.
可以说呢，有25年的时间。
For 25 years.
那个时候他85岁。
At that time, he was 85 years old.
他在那里，我们看见在这一段的经历里面呢，这有许多值得留意的点。We
see there are a lot of points we can pay attention to in those experiences.
罗德到了索多玛呢，就卷入了人类的纷争的里面，就被掳了。When
Lot entered into Sodom, he got into the strife of man and he got captive.
亚伯兰去把他救回来。
Abraham saved him.
到第十五章，我们看见神应许亚伯拉罕的，要赐给他儿子，赐给他后裔。In
chapter 15, we see that God has promised Abraham that God would give him a son, descendant.
亚伯兰听了神的话，他就相信。Abraham
heard God's word and he believed.
神就称他为义。Then
God called him righteous.
但是他才被神称为义，第二年呢，他就。 用了撒拉的方法，从夏甲得了以实玛利。But
just right after he was being called righteous, then the next year he took the suggestion of Sarah and begot Ishmael.
从以实玛利出生，就是他86岁那一年开始。
from the birth of Ishmael, that was him when he was 86 years old.
或者这样讲, 85 岁那一年, 神称他为义以后,
or we can say that after he was called righteous by God when he was 85 years old.
到99岁, 神赐给他割礼的约, 一共有14年, 神没有向他说话。
Until he was 99 years old, when God gave him the promise of circumcision, for 14 years, God did not speak to him.
这是神在他身上信心另一段的训练。
That was another segment of training of his faith.
神给他一个应许。
God has given him a promise.
说从你身所出的才叫才成为你的后裔，承受产业。
Only those from you can be your descendants to inherit, to be your inheritance.
他要经历神话的信实。
He shall experience the faithfulness of God's word.
他开始看见他自己的办法不能帮神的忙。
He starts to see his own way cannot help God.
他自己的能力不能成就神的作为。
His own effort, ability cannot fulfill God's word.
他自己的好心也不能够加速神的工作。
His own good heart cannot speed up God's work.
弟兄姊妹，这些在我们每一个基督徒的身上也是必经的。
All those are the what we must go through as each Christian. Not only in individual experiences, but even so in the ministry of church and God's work.
我们知道在这一段日子里面，亚伯兰的失败呢是相当的厉害。
We know that Abraham had failed greatly during all those days.
他得着了一个以实玛利，到今天呢，我们知道几千年以后这个问题都还没解决。
He has begotten Ishmael, and we know that even now, after several thousand years, there was still problem unresolved.
这一段日子，他相信的功课里面得着什么呢？他学什么功课呢？
So what lesson has he learned during all those days?
他学信心中的忍耐。He
learned the endurance in faith.
弟兄姊妹们，我们相信主，我们就必须要忍耐。
Brothers and sisters, if we believe the Lord, then we shall be and we shall have endurance.
我们中国人讲这个忍呢，是心上面放一把刀。In
Chinese character, it's the heart with on top. The Chinese writing is a knife.
这就是心很痛的。That
means the heart truly aches.
但是在这些点上面，亚伯兰的肉体被除去了。But
because of that, his flesh is being removed.
这一段时期呢，主对他的训练的教育啊。 是从外面的环境转到了他本身的身上。
For this time, the education and training of Lord is to turn from the outside circumstances unto himself.
弟兄姊妹，你我的经历是不是走到这个地步了呢？
Brothers and sisters, is you and my experience come to this point?
我们有许多主听祷告得答应的经历。
We have had many experience of how Lord listened to our prayers.
但是那些事情呢？ 都是主在外面答应我的要求。
But all those things are what Lord has listened and agreed to what I ask.
这是很美的一个信心的学习。
That's a very beautiful learning about faith.
但是主并不觉得这样就完全。
But Lord doesn't feel that complete.
他必须要在我们的生命里面，让我们的肉体能够被除去。
He has to remove our flesh in our life.
这就是亚伯拉罕的割礼的约所代表。That's
what the promise of circumcision represents.
我们知道这一段的日子是非常的缓慢，而且非常的长的。We
know all those days are very slow, and those experiences are long and slow.
好，亚伯兰呢，他开始承认，除非主做，我们人是没有办法。
Abraham started to admit that unless Lord does it, otherwise we don't have our
cannot do anything.
At the end, he came to the altar on Mount Moriah.
神向亚伯兰显现,
God appeared to Abraham.
向亚伯兰显现说, 你带着你的儿子,
he appeared to Abraham and said, bring your son.
就是你独生的儿子,
your only begotten son.
就是你所爱的以撒,
Isaac you love.
到我所要指示你的山上，把它献为燔祭。
And offer him up as a burnt offering unto the mountain I show you.
我们看见亚伯兰呢，他第二天清早就起来，他就去了。
And we see that Abraham next morning he woke up and then he went.
他是前天晚上就把所有东西都预备好。
He has prepared everything well the night before.
一点迟疑都没有。
Did not hesitate.
啊，一点好像呢舍不得都没有。
And he did not not let go.
关于这一段呢, 很多读圣经人觉得这个很没有人性。
And regarding this, a lot of those who read Bible feel that it's not human.
我在大学时代呢, 读到一些欧洲的这些哲学家讲啊, 亚伯拉罕的那一天去献他儿子以撒的时候, 他一路都在跟神吵架。When
I was in my college days,
这才符合人性。
I read the many European philosophers say that when Abraham on his way to offer up Isaac, all the way he was arguing with God, and those philosophers say that's human.
他说神啊,
he said that God, all of your promises are based on this son, then why do you want me to offer him up?
我不晓得弟兄姊妹你有没有这个疑问。
I don't know if brother and sister have the same doubt. At least today when I read this, I feel Abraham must be full of peace in his heart. He went there peacefully. So early in the morning he woke up and he took what he prepared the night before and left.
到了摩利亚山,
when he arrived Mount Moriah, he put his son on the altar. This believing is he gives back to God what he has received from God.
弟兄姊妹们, 在基督徒的生活中啊, 这个交托给神了,
brothers and sisters, in Christian life, to commit unto God is a mature act. Manifestation. What he has received from God, he gives him back. He admits that God is.
我们知道使徒保罗在他寻道以前, 他说了一句话,
we know that Apostle Paul, before he was martyred, he said,
他说我深知我所信的是谁,
he said that I know whom I have believed.
并且我也深信他必能保全我所交托给他。
And I also believe that he shall be able to keep what I have committed unto him. He commit all of the work that God has used him to do back to God. Then with fully rest, he move on. So I will step aside and talk about something else.
使徒行传第13章里面,
in the book of Acts chapter 13,
啊, 圣灵在那里为大卫做见证,
the Holy Spirit testified for David.
他说大卫呢, 照着神的旨意啊, 服侍了他那一世代的人,
David, according to God's will, served his generation.
他就睡了,
then he slept.
有一个神的仆人讲,
a God's servant said,
无论你多爱弟兄姊妹, 多爱神的工作,
regardless of how much you love brothers and sisters, how much you love the work of God,
你也只能服侍一个世代,
you can only serve one generation but not two.
我不晓得大家听不听得懂,
I do not know if you understand.
大卫呢, 他没有说啊, 我要走了, 所以我安排一切, 我不在的时候, 我还可以管,
David didn't say that because I'm going to, I'm going to die. He did not say that because I'm going to die. So I prepare everything.
他就把他的心愿交托给神。He
understand Lord's will, so he commit his will unto Lord. Then he rested.
弟兄姊妹们, 这个是一个信心成熟的表现。
Brothers and sisters, that's the manifestation of the maturity of faith.
很多时候我们不肯把主给我们的还给神的时候,
many times when we do not want to give back to God what he has given to us,
握在我们的手中,
we hold everything onto our hands,
那就成为我们的网络,
and that become our trap.
那我想, 用这一段啊, 我们讲到相信的四方面,
so here we use this to talk about the four points of faith.
第一个相信啊, 我们是学会跟,
first belief is that we learn to follow.
第二个相信, 我们学会靠,
the second belief is that we learn to depend on him.
第三个相信呢, 我们学会忍,
and the third one is we learn how to endure.
第四个相信,
fourth belief that we learn how to commit.
弟兄姊妹们, 盼望我们都这样来学习, 我们跟随我们的主。
Brothers and sisters, hopefully you can learn like this to follow our Lord.
我能不能借用一点时间把我, 把亚伯拉罕讲完?
I would like to borrow some time
好吧,
to finish.
我们再读几处的经文。
Let's read more places scriptures.
我们请大家读希伯来书第十一章。
Book of Hebrews chapter 11.
我们从第八节读到第十九节。
Let's read from verse 8 until 19.
我们一起来。
Let's read together.
亚伯拉罕因着信蒙召的时候就遵命出去往将来要得为业的地方去，出去的时候还不知往哪里去。他因着信就在所应许之地做客，好像在异地居住帐篷，与那同盟一个应许的以撒雅各一样，因为他等候那座有根基的城，就是神所经营所建造的。因着信，连撒拉自己虽然过了生育的岁数，还能怀孕，因他以为那应许他的是可信的，所以从一个仿佛已死的人就生出子孙，如同天上的星那样众多，海边的沙那样无数。这些人都是存着信心死的，并没有得着所应许的，却从远处望见，且欢喜迎接，又承认自己在世上是客旅，是寄居的。说这样话的人是表明自己要找一个家乡，他们若想念所离开的家乡，还有可以回去的机会，他们却羡慕一个更美的家乡，就是在天上的。所以神被称为他们的神，并不以为耻，因为他已经给他们预备了一座城。亚伯拉罕因着信被试验的时候，就把以撒献上，这便是那欢喜领受应许的，将自己独生的儿子献上。论到这儿子，曾有话说，从以撒生的才要称为你的后裔。他以为神还能叫人从死里复活，他也仿佛从死中得回他的儿子来。在这一段圣经呢，我要和弟兄交通两方面，弟兄姊妹。
From this place of scripture, I would like to share two points.
一面从亚伯拉罕一生信心的学习。
On the one hand is the learning of faith of whole Abraham's life.
我们来看信心在我们身上成长所有的特性。
And we see the special characteristics of how faith grows.
第二个哈。我们要从亚伯拉罕一生的信心学习，我们来看信心生活的几个特点。
And secondly, from the faith of Abraham, we see the life of the special characteristics of life of faith.
The features of life of faith.
The features of life of faith.
信心的成长它的特点，我们看见乃是。我们必须从小事上面开始学习。
The features of the special characteristics of how faith grows is that we have to learn from little things.
我们人生中啊，有的时候会碰到一些的事情，我们需要做决定、做选择。
In our life, sometimes we encounter that we need to make decisions.
有的时候啊，这些决定会影响我们一生的遭遇和前途的。
Sometimes those decisions will influence all of our future of our life.
所以有人告诉我们说，当我们来到人生岔路口或者一个阶段结束，一个新的阶段开始的时候。
So some people tell us when we come to the point of a stage of our life toward the next step.
那常常是我们的一个危机。
That will be our crisis or risk.
若是我们肯在那个环境里面去操练运用信心。
If we are willingly to practice and exercise faith,
信心在我们身上成长的时候，
and when the faith grows on us,
我们能够化危机变成转机，
then we can turn this crisis into a turning point.
我们中间有很多做父母亲的，
there are a lot of parents among us.
有人告诉我们说呢，一个人呢，一生几样最重大的决定，大部分都是在大概15岁到30岁这个阶段要预见。
Someone tells us that the major decision points of men are mostly faced among the age of 15 to 30.
比如这时候我们要决定将来我们从事什么职业。
For example, we have to choose what kind of career we would like to do.
所以我们在学校里面选什么学科,
so it's a big decision when we try to pick our major in school.
我们毕业了以后呢, 遇见人生呢, 交朋友, 婚姻的问题,
and after graduation, we have to make friends and also make decisions on our marriage.
然后我们选择住在哪里, 在哪里工作,
and also, it's another major decision when we choose where we shall live.
弟兄姊妹,
all those decisions have influence toward our future and our goodness.
运用信心的时机,
that's the time when we use practice faith.
但是我们不要等到这些大事的时候我们才来运用信心,
but we do not only exercise faith when we face those major decisions.
我们要从小事上开始学习,
we have to start to learn from little
things. 在什么时候我们用信心, 什么事情上我们要用信心,
from when we exercise faith and where we use faith.
我们看见亚伯拉罕呢, 当神向他说话的时候,
we see that when God speaks to Abraham, he responds in faith. In each of his steps, he learned to seek the Lord.
这个信心的运用就是我们的意念上面的一个态度。
So this practice of faith is our attitude in our mind.
我拣选了用今天人的理性的、用人的情感的、用环境的，还是用主的话语？
Do I pick with my own logic, emotions, or environment, or I choose Lord's word?
我们知道今天世界上啊, 对于做决策是一门科学的。
We know that in the world, it is very scientific thing when we make decisions.
所以在商学院里面有一个 department 叫做 decision making。
So in business schools, there's a department called decision making.
我认识一个弟兄，他在一个商学院做系主任。 然后他就是教 decision making.
I know someone who's the department head, and he teaches. I mean, he's a department head of business school, and he teaches decision making.
我问他你怎么教呢？
I ask him how do you teach that?
他说这是一门 science, 是统计学。
He said that is a science.
啊，我们用几率。
We use probability.
弟兄姊妹们，这是一种的意念。
Brothers and sisters, that's a concept.
当我们基督徒啊。 碰到事情的时候，我们信心的意念，我们是转向主。
When us Christians face those things, our the concept of our faith is that we turn to the Lord.
我们会转向主，这是信心成长的起步。
When we turn to the Lord, that's the beginning of our growth of our faith.
我今天没有时间讲一点见证。
I don't have time to share testimony.
我们孩子在家里成长，他碰到很多事情的时候，我看我姊妹就教他们在这件事情上去祷告。
When my children was growing, when they faced many things, then my wife teach them to pray.
学习怎样转向主, 他的信心慢慢建立起来。
To learn to how to turn to the Lord, then their faith will be built up.
若是我们碰到环境的选择的时候啊, 我们肯用信心的意念, 我们就能化危机为转机。
When we face decisions, if we're able to use this concept of faith, then we are able to turn the crisis into a turning point.
第二个, 当我们运用信心的时候,
and secondly, as we practice faith,
它是从实验的性质达到经历的这个得着。
It's from the experimental fact into a gaining of experience.
是这个, through experimental into empirical. 我们从做实验的性质，因为没有人敢讲说的，今天主对我说话，我确定有把握。So
through the experimental, and no one knows, no one is sure about what God has spoken to me.
但是主向我们说话的时候呢，我们抓住主的话语，我们敢于听从。
But when Lord speaks to us, we take hold of His words and we listen.
这样我们跟随他。
So we follow him.
像亚伯拉罕, 神向他显现说, 你要离开他就离开了。
So like Abraham, when God appeared to him, said you should have to leave, then he left.
但是神没有告诉他说, 你去哪里?
But God didn't tell him where you are going.
但是当他一离开的时候, 下一步的引导就来。
But as soon as he left, the next leading comes.
他肯顺服,
有实际行动的时候，就带他进入下一步的经历。
So when he was willing to obey and he actually put that into action, then the next leading comes.
弟兄姊妹们，这就是我们今天啊，在生活中我们学习跟随主，用信心。
So brothers and sisters, that is how we follow the Lord using faith today.
在我自己蒙召学习侍奉主的开始。
In the beginning, when I was called to learn to serve Lord,
我不太会立心愿。
I was not good at setting up a will.
我在主面前有一个祷告。
But I have a prayer before Lord.
主啊，以往的人他们怎样相信你？
Lord, how did those people back then believe unto you?
求你帮助我，今天我也照样相信。
Help me, so today I also believe you the same way.
别人会说你应该这样做，你应该那样做。
Other people will say you should do this or that.
我要回到主的话语里面，这是不是主的话？
I have to come back to Lord's words, whether that's from Him.
如果是，我就用做实验的心情去跟随他。
If that's true, then with experimental thoughts, then I follow Him.
奇妙，当我们这样的时候，我们得着对主的经历。
Very amazingly, when we do this way, then we gain the experience of Lord.
第三个特点。
And the third feature.
信心成长的时候。
When our faith grows.
我们不能缺少环境和时间的这个要素。
We cannot not to have the major point about the circumstances and timing.
我们看见了亚伯拉罕一生的环境是主量给他。
We see that Lord has arranged and measured all of Abraham's circumstances.
神没有给他人看为最舒服的环境。
God did not give him the most smooth circumstances.
最平顺的遭遇。
The most smooth.
但是这一切的环境都培养他的信心。
But all of those circumstances train his faith.
啊，弟兄姊妹们，另外一个点就是需要时间。
And another point is that we need time.
因为信心在我们里面不仅仅是一个意念，它是一个生命。
Because faith in us not just a concept, but it's a life.
啊，生命的成长是需要时间的。
The growth of life needs time.
这个环境呢，就好像那个生命植物成长的那个土壤一样。
So the circumstances is just like a soil for plants to grow.
所以弟兄姊妹们，当我们运用信心的时候，我们不逃避环境。
So brothers and sisters, when we exercise faith, we do not try to run away from the
circumstances. 我们取巧或者走捷径。
We do not try to take shortcuts and run away.
我们知道亚伯拉罕曾经在这些点上失败过。
We know that Abraham had failed on those points.
所以他去了埃及。
So he went to Egypt.
他也去了基拉尔。
He also went to Gezer.
他到腓利士地区。
He went to the land of Philistines.
在这些点上面，他从错误和失败里面得着成长。
So from those points, he grew during his failures.
所以弟兄姊妹，在信心成长的过程中啊，我们一定会失败，一定会错误。
So in the process of our faith in growing, we will fail and we will make mistakes.
在整本圣经里面呢，唯一找到在这条路上没有失败、没有错误的，是我们的主耶稣基督。
In the whole scripture, the only person who did not fail nor make mistakes is our Lord Jesus Christ.
因为他是为我们信心创始成终的主。
For he is the author and finisher of our faith.
好，第四个点。
And the fourth point.
当我们信心成长的时候
，When our faith grows,
它必定会从外面的环境进入里面生命的境界。
He will come from the outside circumstances.Enter into the our life inside.
使我们在信心的运用上变成一种生命中的自然。
So when we practice the faith, it comes out naturally from our life.
好，我想在关于这个我就讲这四个点。
So I will just share those four points.
请大家再忍耐一下，我快快的把这个信心生活的几个点和大家交通一下。
So may everyone be more patient, then I will share more about the life of faith.
当我们肯用信心来跟随主的时候
，When we are willing to follow the Lord by faith，
信心生活中第一个面对的就是我们对前途的不确定。
The first thing when we face in the life of faith is that we are unsure about our future.
The uncertainty of our future.
The uncertainty of our future.
我们每一个碰到的事情来，我们都感觉我死定了。
Whenever we face circumstances, we feel that I'm going to die.
这是超过我的度量。
This is more than what I'm able to receive, more than my compassion.
但是唯有一件事我们是确定的。
But only one thing we're certain.
就是我知道我所信的是谁。
That is, I know whom I believe.
有一次有人问戴德森弟兄。
When someone asked Hudson Taylor,
戴德森弟兄啊，主常常听你祷告，你一定是个大有信心的人。
He said that Brother Hudson Taylor, as Lord often listen to your prayer, you must be someone with great faith.
他说不。 我没有信心,
he said, no, I'm without faith. But I believe this great God.
弟兄姊妹,
brothers and sisters, this is the attitude we should have in our life of faith.
第二个,在希伯来书里面我们看见,
and secondly, we see in the
book of Hebrews,
when Abraham came to land of Canaan,
他可以为自己盖房子,
he was able to build a house for himself. But he choose to live in the tent for all his life.
我们看见是他一进迦南地，他就住帐篷。
We see that as soon as he entered into the land of Canaan,
他不是住了房子以后呢，有一天他又搬出去住帐篷。
Not that he lived in house and then he moved on to tent.
这告诉我们说，在他一进到迦南地，他里面就有了一个属灵的看见。
It tells us that as soon as he entered Canaan, he had this spiritual seeing.
这个属灵的看见呢，他看见了神永远的旨意和目的。
This spiritual seeing that he had seen the God's eternal purpose.
他看见了神所经营所建造那座有根基的城。
He has seen the city with foundation, which God is the maker and architect.
那个是他的家乡。
That is his homeland.
那他是永远的居所。
That his dwelling place forever.
所以他甘心情愿住帐篷。
He's willing to dwell in tents.
弟兄姊妹，这说出啊，在他人生中，他和世界上人有一个不同的人生观。
So it shows that he has a different life concept to be separate from the world.
他对他的人生，他有一个不同的使命感。
So
sense of purpose.
So he has a different sense of purpose.
弟兄姊妹们，有的基督徒啊，很早啊，得救，初中就开始有这种意念。
So for some Christians, when they got saved, even back in junior high, they start to have this concept.
我们盼望我们的下一代呢，他们在这里，他们就有这样的看见。
We hope our younger generation here, they have such faith.
他们有这样看见，他们就爱慕那永存的家乡。
When they see this and they desire for this homeland that's eternal.
第三个，信心生活里面充满了奇妙。
And certainly, the life of faith is full of amazement.
他们每一步路走都有神的引导。For
each step they take, have God's leading.
而且当他忍耐到底的时候，他得着了人看为不可能得着的。And
when they endure to the end, they gain what people think they cannot receive.
弟兄姊妹，你的生活是不是奇妙？
Brother, sister, isn't your life amazing?
我见过很多弟兄姊妹，他们身上的充满了主的见证。
I've seen many brothers and sisters on their life. I see so many of Lord's testimonies. When they share their experience, that's His story.
是他的故事,
that's His story.
主在我们身上的作为,
the work of Lord on us is very amazing.
所以撒拉已经过了生育的年龄了,
so when Sarah way past her age for birth,
亚伯拉罕呢, 显出呢，神是死无变有，并且是死人复活的神。
When Abraham received back his son from the altar, it shows that God is someone who calls nothing into the being.
弟兄姊妹，这是奇妙。
So brothers, sisters, amazing.
所以他能够见证说耶和华已乐。
So he's able to say that God provides.
啊，最后我们看见啊。
So at the end, we see.
信心生活的特性呢，我们必定要经过考验。
So for the life of faith, we shall go through trial.
所有出于神在我们身上的经历都要经过考验。
For all of those experiences from God, it shall go through trials.
因为经过考验的，那个才是我们的。
Because whatever goes through trials, that becomes ours.
Goes through test.
Goes through whatever goes through test.
所以亚伯拉罕呢，他献以撒是神来试验他。
So when Abraham offered up Isaac, that's God comes to test him.
但愿我们每一个人呢，我们在一生的中间，我们用信心来跟随主。
Hope that each one of us we follow the Lord by faith.
好叫我们不仅自己是一个蒙福的人。
So not only we are being blessed,
我们也成为别人的祝福,
but we also become blessing for others. Let us have words of prayers.
主我们感谢你,
Lord, we thank you.
你借着亚伯拉罕教导我们相信的功课,
you have teach us the lesson of faith, believing through Abraham. We commit ourselves unto your hand. How you use when you appear to Abraham, speak to him, and you lead him and build him up.
亲爱的主,
Dear Lord, may you also do the same work upon us. Listen to our prayer. In the precious holy name of Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.